This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 21 December 2018. Well, we're almost at the end of the year, winter solstice, shortest day of the year for those of us in North America. So this week's words of wisdom on wealth: before you speak, listen. Before you write, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you invest, investigate. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quit, try. Before you retire, save. Before you die, give. And those words of wisdom are from William A. Ward. Moving into the markets this week, very turbulent in the stock market, as all of us know that follow the markets. And I'd like everyone to realize that previous instances of an inverted yield curve have accompanied rising commodity prices. And as I've said many times and probably bears repeating, is that gold, not gold stocks, but gold itself, is the most inversely correlated asset to the stock market at large. Fed is raising rates now and commodities are plunging. And that's short-term data. It's the truth. I want you to be aware of it. But as I said in a moment ago, that generally speaking, commodities rise during these times of inverted yield curve. So doesn't mean that we are in that mode. And I'll be explaining more about that in the January issue of the Morgan Report. Weak Chinese demand is one reason for lower expectations in the commodity sector. And basically, there's a good contraction going on globally, as I think we're all aware. You want to know or ask the question, in this very slowing economy, is the Fed paying attention? There's a lot of commiseration about this interest rate hike, this last one. And of course, the Fed has indicated they're a bit dovish, but probably plan to raise a couple times next year. We'll have to wait and see how that takes place. First article up is GNS Economics. And I know what I report on seems to be a bit depressing, and I don't mean for it to be that way. That's why I'm going to try to start every one of these weekly updates with a reflection on wealth and what it means and how to make it, how to preserve it, etc. Coming back to this, the path to the Great Global Depression. And I'm only going to read a little bit of this, but I highly recommend those that are very interested in the topic and also those that are unfamiliar and think maybe that this is not possible or it's a very remote situation. I would suggest highly that you actually find this article and read the whole thing. But it starts out saying the world economy has never faced a more perilous situation. While many have just started to debate whether a recession will start in 2019 or 2020, very few perceive the quote-unquote black hole the global economy is about to get sucked into. The hole has two main quote-unquote gravitational forces: the widespread mispricing of risk and stagnating productivity growth. Central bank meddling with their bond-buying programs have seriously distorted prices in the capital markets, which means that risk also has been mispriced in vast magnitude. I'll leave it at that. One thing that in this article further down talks about the great stagnation. And there's a graph here, as you can see on the screen. And what's interesting is, being my age and watching the great inflation of the 1970s that peaked pretty much in early January 1980, a new term came into the vernacular that really wasn't there before, and this was stagflation. This was something that most economists would say was impossible, where you could have basically inflation and deflation at the same time, which means you'd have really no productivity growth as far as physical economy output, but yet increasing prices. And they termed that as stagflation. This is pretty much what's been going on from time to time. And you can see again from this curve that it's taken place pretty much from 2010 or so onward. Regardless, I will move on to the next topic, which of course, and I'm going to keep this under 10 minutes for everybody's benefit, but I have a few more things to address. One of the best ways to get a good grip on reality is to look at business and see what's really going on. And this, it's hard to do one of these every week without seriously taking Zero Hedge's commentary, at least one. This one from Zero Hedge is jarring. FedEx outlook cut suggests severe global recession. FedEx shares plunging after what Morgan Stanley called a jarring cut to its annual forecasts, suggesting global growth is slowing far more than most expect. In fact, the bank hinted at the possibility of a quote-unquote severe recession unfolding and prompting expectations of a uber-dovish hike by the Fed. Again, I suggest you go to Zero Hedge and read the whole article. What I want to point out is that you look at real business, especially something like that's in the transportation sector, which, as we know, or most of us that are studying in finance, that the Dow theory is pretty accurate. And you look at the industrials, has to be confirmed by the transportations, because if you have goods, they have to be transported, they have to be sold. And of course, FedEx does a great deal of that, as we all know. So if you see FedEx forecasting this type of situation, you might think about what that really means. And what it really means is that we are facing a recession. I think it's coming next year. Staying on the theme of the real economy, the auto sector is a good one for global health, global economic health. And this comes straight from Reuters. Nissan to lay off 1,000 Mexican workers cites market challenges. This, of course, is in the auto sector. Nissan Motors, one of the big ones in the globe. And manufacturing in Mexico due to labor, and they are cutting back. So this is just another indicator of reality, and that is that regardless of the amount of debt or credit that's out in the system and the banks flooding the markets and now cutting back, we are destined to see a slowdown globally, and we're already witnessing that. All I'm pointing out is that this exists and it's going to continue, and I think it could continue into a level that's going to be to a point where most people don't expect it to go. In other words, it may be deeper and longer than most people at this point actually believe is possible. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the energy sector. This is from SRS Rocco, my friend Steve St. Angelo. Headline, the U.S. shale oil industry bloodbath spreads as oil price meltdown continues. And really, Steve's been probably one of the best on this whole sector, the shale industry. And Art Berman, who he interviews from time to time, definitely spot on as far as what's really going on in this fracking situation. It's very much of a challenge to frack and make money. Yes, there are some exceptions, but if you generally look at the truth is most of these people in the West Eagle Ford Bakken situation in West Texas are not making money, and the whole system is based on a profit, as we all know. Suggest you read the whole article. And as some of you are aware, I did start a new newsletter. It's called Energy Stock Profits. And we focus in on the whole energy sector, which of course is oil and gas. But we look at solar, we look at geothermal, we look at the energy metals, and everything you can think of that has to do with the alternative energy sector, which is not as lucrative as some think. Of course, we keep an open mind, bring you opportunities to invest. But we also analyze it so that you can stay away from things that may sound too good to be true and usually are. So with that, I'm going to just impress everyone that I want them to have a great holiday. I always stress health above wealth. And I'd like to just close out with a quick note I got from someone that's been with me for quite some time. I got a few of these, but this one touched me. Thank you for the sage advice over the years. I've been adopting it. Great call on the palladium market, and he said he would get in touch with me later. So I'm going to close out for this year end. I'm not sure I'll do one next week. I may, but regardless, I want everyone to have a happy, prosperous new year, and I will state that the Morgan Report will be addressing all of the markets, commodity markets, in the new issue, in the January issue 2019. We'll be looking, of course, at the metals and resources, commodity sector in total, and commenting on what we see for the following year, 2019. With that, let me close out and wish everyone the very best.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.